Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year. In this first episode of 2024, I have some thoughts on the New Year, my own case, and wider topics. First one is the honours list. It's fantastic to see Erin Pizzey and Jan James receive their MBEs. That does not happen automatically, so well done to all of those who nominated them. It's really inspiring to see Erin and Jan recognised. Next, I wanted to talk about elections. I heard somewhere a massive number of people live in countries with elections this year. I think it was 1 or 2 billion people. Obviously, America is one, and there will be lots of stories and fireworks there for sure. In each of the countries, voters can question politicians and ask what they are doing about family law. Even if the politicians are unaware of the problems, voters can bring pressure, raise recognition and awareness that may not be there now. It will help move the needle and bring change. We all have a part to play in that, and we can all do something. In episode 7, Mike Bell of the Family Court Reform Coalition said politicians often aren't aware of issues. This year, with all the elections going on, it's a chance for hundreds of millions of people to raise awareness about family law. Next, I wanted to talk about my case and my book. There's been a lot happening in my case in 2023. Episode 28 details my story from 2018 to 2022, and I want to do an update. I don't really like the limelight. I'm not a self-publicist, or I'm just not into making this podcast about me. It's about the general issues and about you, if you want to tell your story. That said, I feel I need to give an update. I've not felt able to speak for months due to the court process, but at the same time, I want to be open, and hopefully I have grounds to do that. So more on that in a future episode. Also, my book is taking shape, and I aim to complete this year. The podcast. I would like the podcast to become weekly, but at the moment, time is a limiting factor. As mentioned way back in episode 1, I'm only hosting this podcast until someone else volunteers to take over. If you would like to guest host for one or a few episodes, or take things over completely, let me know. I've always said, since episode 1... that I think the podcast and guests are important, but me hosting it is not. Although, while nobody volunteers, I will continue to host this. I've had so many great guests contacting me with a view to being in future episodes, and I can't wait to release those to you in 2024. I also want to expand the subject matter to include other parenting topics such as education, home education, health, mindfulness, socialisation, and the effects of social media on children, to name a few. We will be talking mainly about family law, but there are so many other issues to do with being a parent that we want to look at as well. I also want to talk in this episode about moonshots. I've mentioned before Peter Diamandis' Moonshots podcast, and it's well worth listening to. It highlights how changes are coming in many fields in the world. I believe changing family law is a moonshot. People are working on this. We see councils recognising parental alienation now, and there are flags, t-shirts, logos, and even buildings lit up in recognition of parental alienation. There are efforts to reform family law, and also podcasts, books, YouTube channels, movies, etc. People are working hard for change, and it's wonderful to see the amazing work done by so many people. I just want to talk also in this episode about AI briefly, artificial intelligence. This will help change too. Nobody would have believed almost 30 years ago the changes that the internet would bring to the world. Nobody could have predicted all of them, and I believe AI will do more. I covered AI in a recent episode. In 2024, AI will be a year older and a year better. It's still very, very young. It's going to get massively better, massively quickly. Just look back at the internet for an example of how that changed so quickly. I really think AI is going to have a massive effect on law, but I'm not the only one. In a recent discussion between Peter Diamandis and Emad Mostak, Emad said that even if AI stopped developing now, it would disrupt the entire legal and media professions. I will put a link to that clip in the show notes, and I would encourage you to listen to all of Emad's episodes on the Moonshots podcast, and in fact, all of the episodes in Peter's Moonshots podcast. It's a fantastic show. AI can already pass a bar exam, and yet AI is in its infancy. It will get so much better in the near future. Nobody can know all the ways AI will change things. I put my thoughts in episode 35, and I'll link to that in the show notes. It may seem like wishful thinking, but the impact of AI is coming, and big changes to the legal profession are coming too. The sands are shifting, and I believe we will see this relatively soon in fields such as medicine, education, and law. Just to wrap up this short episode, I believe changing family law for the better is a civil rights struggle. Most civil rights struggles are for things that are self-evident and good, yet are resisted by many with blinkered thinking or vested interests. In the end, though, they lose, and the people fighting for civil rights win. In later years, people can take civil rights for granted, and that's fine, but until change happens, the road to it is often not as simple as it should be. Change is coming. It won't be in time to help me, but I hope it will be in time to help you and our children. We don't want them, if they become parents, to have to go through the same system we did. Okay, that's all for this episode. Best wishes for 2024. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.